Welcome back to another episode of the Draft Back Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host Zane. And today's episode's a little different. If you're watching on YouTube, you can tell we are in person today. First ever video in person. So this is pretty exciting. But how are you doing today, Zane?
Man, I'm doing great. Obviously, we're in a new house. That's kind of partially why we've been on hiatus. We both got new jobs, moving in. Yeah, it's been a long process. Again, we said no more hiatuses, and then we went on a, what, two months?
Yeah, last time we recorded was in early October,
late September. Yeah, late September-ish, yeah. It was rough. Sorry about that, guys. Kind of hiatus without notice. Again, we apologize, but I think we're both doing great.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Awesome. I'm excited because we're finally doing this in person. We talked about it for months now.
Yeah, we talked about it like all last month. Like, we're going to record this week? We're like, nope, not ready yet. It kept getting pushed and pushed.
And we just keep pushing it back, and then we're finally, all right, we're going to record.
We got to do it before.
Yeah. So, if you're listening through Spotify or Apple Music, you really can't tell a difference.
Yeah, we're just you get our audio, that's it.
We're just here. So, but today, what are we talking about, Zane?
We are talking about the top five rookies that we have, the playoff teams right now, or
I'll pull this up so we can both see the playoff teams.
Right.
Which, I mean, one of our teams are in the playoffs and will be in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, the Patriots, right? No, we were eliminated 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Rough time. Been a rough season for my team, so, you know, makes it a little harder when I record when your team sucks.
Yeah, you're not as motivated.
There's another topic we were going to talk about, right? You had one more on the list, right?
Oh, yes, my phone.
Yeah. We had it on our notes.
Awards.
I think we're going to look back at our awards, too. Our award predictions, neither of ours look good. But in my defense, half mine got injured, so I had a little pass.
Yeah, they're not very my Patrick Mahomes take, you know, did not look.
Looks great now, don't it? I mean, they're still top of the AFC.
I mean, they're number one in the AFC. Mahomes is getting it done. I wouldn't say I'm a big Mahomes fan, but
he's a big Mahomes fan.
Every
day at work. Every single day at work.
Okay, hear me out. Mahomes is top five quarterback of all time already.
Well, yes, but he's not playing like a top 10 quarterback this season.
He's not. He is not. But we'll jump into that whenever we'll talk about the Chiefs.
Yes.
And the awards.
I'll pull up guys. Because I'm thinking who's in the races right now. I'm like, who would be my top five rookies? Like, who do you think's yours?
So, my top five for right now.
Uh-huh.
At five. Yeah, I'm going to hide this from Zane so he doesn't.
I don't want to.
Yeah. So he doesn't peek over.
Right.
My five. I'll start with five.
You do five, I'll do five, and then go from there.
Yeah, my five is Malik Nabers because Malik Nabers, there is no other wide receiver in New York, basically.
No.
And he jumped right in and is playing like a Pro Bowl level wide receiver. One of the best wide receivers in the league. He's still a rookie, but he is still playing at that high elite level. And Sankey's at five. I think there are four better guys because A, position level, and the position has a lot to do with it to a point. But I still think Malik Nabers is going to be a really good wide receiver in this league, and he already is, but he'll progress if he gets away from the Giants.
That's fair. I mean, that's fair.
Or if the Giants fix their franchise.
If you know, which actually I think we're probably going to make that
a topic. Oh, yeah.
Do a fix your franchise for the top 10 worst teams. That might be a topic that we start doing. We're switching up our formula. We're getting away from just reviewing the games because they're not as exciting as just actually having fun topics like awards and everything. So.
Yeah,
you might see those occasionally, like reviewing a week if it's a bunch of good games in a row, but it's not going to be our main topic anymore.
Yeah, obviously the playoffs will review.
Of course, that's different. Yeah, it's all exciting. It's actual good games. Well, maybe besides the Steelers game.
The Steelers.
you know.
I have to live in reality.
Yeah.
We're just, we're the third best team in the AFC. No, we're not.
Maybe fifth.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of my five. I think I'm going to go, I'm going to be biased, okay? Oh, the glorious no. King Drake May, all right? Since he came onto the scene, the Patriots' offensive points have almost doubled. They look so much better as an offense. Well, it's a fair play, all
right? It is.
It's a fair play. I wasn't going to put him on there, but I think I'm going to put him at five, have my little bias, because it's the only time I'm going to get to talk about the Patriots in this episode. I think he's playing great. Frankly, his film has looked phenomenal. Reports are coming out that he's, like, the best rookie on film in the past, like, 20 years, which... it's good for Patriots fans to hear. Everybody else is like, oh, brother, another 20 years? Are you freaking kidding me? We let him do it again. But I think he's playing great. He's had some rookie turnovers, but half his turnovers have been, like, bull. Like, literally just off the hands of, like, every different player into the defender's hands.
Yeah, the last week against the Colts was just ridiculous. Like, at the goal line, he...
bounced it off Hunter Henry's hands, both hands, and then just right into the defender.
Yeah, that was just... come on. I mean, I'll give it to you. Like, if I had a Steelers quarterback playing at Drake May's level, I would do the same thing.
I mean, Drake May has 12 touchdowns and interceptions. And the interceptions, like, people, stat watchers will see that and be like, oh, he's playing terrible out there. And, like, actually watching film, people are like, no, he's not. It's genuinely the team around him. He's the worst rookie offense out there. So I think he's playing at a phenomenal level for what he has.
Yeah, I was watching Drake May's film, and his pocket presence is incredible, but how can you really have much pocket presence whenever you don't have an offensive line?
when you get down to the goal line and you're at like the 15 and then there's two false starts and a holding penalty, and then you're like, first and 20 or first and like 30. And it's like, what the heck is he going to do now? Like, you're just, you can't do anything with that offense. It's just bad.
And the play calling in.
It's conservative.
It's way too conservative.
It's conservative, but it's understandably conservative because they have a rookie and then obviously they don't have talent. So, you know, you got to play conservative with what you have.
Yeah. And you don't want to injure Drake May too. You can't go too heavy on the offense and just get Drake May injured. Like, when they put Drake May in during the Jets game.
Oh, I was scared.
Oh, my gosh. That was an awful...
Well, they started him against the Texans his first week. He was against the Texans. And I literally told you every single day. I told you all, too. I'm like, he's going to get hurt. Like, every day I was so scared he was getting hurt.
Yeah, I mean, the Texans, who had one of the best pass rush in the league at that time, against the worst offensive line in the league during that time, is just...
Which he elevated that horrible offensive line. They were still bad, but they still looked better with him than they did Brissett. Brissett, thank you so much for taking all those hits. Seriously.
Yeah, I don't know how Brissett did not get like severely injured.
He got injured, but. Yeah, not as bad as it could have been.
But on to four. Yeah. I have Bo Nix.
Bo Nix at four.
Bo Nix. I think at the beginning of the year where he struggled was the thing that really got me at four.
Yeah.
Because a guy who will obviously be on this list, Jaden Daniels, he's played at a high level this whole year.
Yeah.
And Bo Nix is, he's just taking the rookie route.
Since week four, he's been the best rookie QB. And that's like, you have those first 4 weeks and then everything else was just.
But I mean, Jaden Daniels has always been consistent.
Well, hold on. None of the QBs scored a touchdown through like week three or four, though.
Yeah, but
they were all throwing interceptions, so it's not like any of them really were good for the first few weeks.
They weren't, but Jaden Daniels
Joe
was
Hall
the
was going to have a chance for the rookie of the year at that point. Yeah, how everything was going. I was like, let's go offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, Bo Nix is still—he's obviously still a top five quarterback, and he could lead this Broncos team to a playoffs, which is crazy. Because no one
expected it. We didn't expect it.
No one expected
it.
We
had Bo Nix at QB 32, which was understandable considering the offense. And also because he's a rookie, so we always put him in the back. It's just our rule. And then we had both 5 and 12 is what we had them at.
Yeah, something.
So they're not going to flip it, but they're going to get like 10 and 7.
Yeah, and the Broncos defensive defense is playing out of their mind.
Benito is playing at a high, I'd say all pro level right now.
Yeah, very consistent, which that's what they struggled with at the beginning of the year, the mm-hmm. consistency, because one week they'd look like one of the best, and then the next, not good.
Definitely better than, what was it, 2 years ago when they got blown up by the Dolphins?
Oh, yeah, last year, yeah.
Yeah, last year, 70-20, man. That was so bad. I got on Madden, and I was just playing a normal game, and I was, like, simulating through, and then I see the score. It's a random week on Madden. The Dolphins and Broncos played. It was 55-20. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, even Madden's doing this to him?
Even Madden knows.
I was like, wow.
Yeah. I mean, Bo Nix, don't get me wrong, is great.
Yeah.
But I think the top three guys ahead of him are playing at a higher level.
I do actually agree.
But now...
Yeah, my four. I was going to put Quinyon Mitchell at four. I think he's probably right now. Actually, shoot. I just have like seven guys that just popped into my head that I could have put on this list. Do you want to do offense and defense, or is yours just all – is yours mixed?
Mine is mixed.
Yours is mixed. Mine okay, is mixed. Okay.
My third guy is – my next guy is a defensive player.
Okay. Well, I have like a 4A and 4B. It's Quinyon Mitchell and Jared Verse. They're like the top two defensive players right now. Both of them are competing for rookie of the year. Quinyon's locking down at corner. Oh, and I forgot Cooper DeJean. Wow. See, I'm forgetting guys left and right now, guys.
I think Quinyon Mitchell is playing at a higher level.
Yeah.
He is struggling with penalties, but
outside of that, rookie, he's locking down. I mean, Cooper's playing good. Versus playing good. Really, this is a great rookie class. Like, it's hard to rank five guys right now. I'll just say it's Quinyon because I picked him first. But he's locking down guys each week. He's allowing penalties, but he's not allowing yards. And frankly, I'd rather my corner have a penalty and not allow a big play than allow a big play and a touchdown.
Yeah.
Because you can still have a chance to stop it. So I think he's playing phenomenal. He's locking down receivers left and right. He had like a stat. The guys he'd gone through was like insane. So he's playing phenomenal.
Yeah, he is. Quinyon Mitchell is...
He's cold, which he was our top corner too, which makes us look even better on that.
Yeah, it's a crime that the Eagles got two of the best corners in this draft.
Yeah,
it is.
It's crazy that they did. I thought Lions were going to end up picking DeJean, and then they were like, no, Arnold. Which yeah. Arnold's not playing bad. He's just not playing at their level right now.
Yeah, those two guys are just playing ridiculous levels.
Who you got?
At three, I have Jared Verse.
Jared Verse.
Is playing at an elite level. Mm-hmm. I was concerned that the Rams defense would take a hit losing Aaron Donald. I
forgot about that, yeah.
And they're just producing defensive players incredibly over there. Mm-hmm. Jared Verse has 56 tackles, 4.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and 39 QB pressures, which ranks 10th as a rookie.
Which is crazy.
Which is...
It's crazy. Like, it's – and he wasn't even first defensive player off the board.
No,
either.
Latu was. And Latu's still playing good.
Right. He's still playing, like, good, but he's not playing Verse good, which we had – who was our edge one? I think – did we have Verse or was it – it wasn't Latu.
I think it was Dallas Turner.
I think it was Dallas, which he is also, again, playing good. He's just not playing as good as Verse is right now.
This draft class is what it is, what everyone thought it was, generational, and these guys are playing.
Whole first round, I think, would like eclipse what's going to happen with this next draft, but
yeah,
maybe a couple guys in there, but yeah, it's just, it's crazy. It's generational, like you said.
So who's your third guy?
Okay, so I've been tossing it up. I'll go Bo Nix here because I think the next guy – for what he's doing at his position is just unheard of as a rookie. Bo Nix, obviously, like you mentioned, he's playing at an unreal level as a rookie. Since week four, he's been the top QB as a rookie. Out of the rookies, not as in general. He's playing at closer to a top 10 level with, in my opinion, a subpar team around him on the offense. He has Sutton as a wide receiver and Vele. And Vele's not great, but it's all he's got. He has no run game. His offensive line's playing good, but... there's no run game for this team, and so it's harder for him to succeed without a run game. In my opinion, if a rookie has a good run game, they're more likely to succeed because they have less worry. So I think he's playing pretty good. He had like 1 week in there where he had like 60 yards, all of it went to Sutton, and that was it. That was like his worst week, in my opinion. And it really wasn't bad because they won that week, so it didn't matter. He did what he needed to do to win, so I can't complain.
Yeah, and Sutton and Bo Nix's connection is...
Since like, what, week 7, he has a touchdown every week or something?
Yeah, which is crazy. It's getting good. Which, at the beginning of the year, we were like, Courtland Sutton, not wide receiver 1 anymore.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, finally, they... have a connection with one another. And
I don't think they should get rid of Judy, but I also don't think he would have fit the scheme of the new team.
Yeah, I just think he just didn't fit there.
Which, the culture and everything. Just and now he's playing great.
You could say the same thing about Russell Wilson.
That's true. You could say that considering how mid he was playing last year and how good he's playing this year. I'll give it to you. He's playing pretty good.
He is playing very good, but...
You know, doing fields dirty, though, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Who's your 2? I'm curious how you did this.
2 is Brock Bowers. Yeah. Brock Bowers is everything we expected. He can block. He can catch the ball. He does everything. He runs routes. He's perfect.
He's the best tight end in the league, which we had him low in our rankings because he's a rookie. So we were like, oh.
Yeah, not a lot of tight ends are really playing at an exceptional level this year.
Yeah, he's just overtaking everybody.
And I feel like people still aren't talking about Brock Bowers as much. Mm-hmm. And he could break the record for the most receptions. He did last week? Yeah. So
he can break the receiving record, though.
Oh, he can? Okay, that's what I was thinking.
He's like, I think it's super close.
Yeah, already 933 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 87 receptions is just
phenomenal.
Ooh.
He's insane.
The Raiders like to play a lot of 12 personnel, have 2 tight ends out there. Have Myers and Bowers, and Myers is the only 2 guys they have. They also have Mayer, but
it's Mayer.
Yeah, it's Mayer, yeah.
I do think Mayer's solid. Like he'll be a good tight end too. And like you said, they're in 12 personnel a lot because they don't really have that good of wide receivers outside of maybe Myers. So like you stay in 12 personnel to get your 2 tight ends out there, your running back. If you want to go run or pass, you have both options.
Yeah, and the fact that the Raiders quarterback have been switching nearly every week.
It's been crazy, yeah.
He's still playing at this high of a level. It should not be happening. Mm-hmm. And that's why Brock Bowers is above all these guys. Because the position he's in, he should not be playing at this high of a level as a rookie. No. There's just no reason he should be. No but chance. He is. And Bowers, he looks like a dad who just... He's about to like.
He looks like he's like 40.
Yeah, he looks 40.
But he's 22. It's crazy.
And just. He truly looks like a dad. Like the uncle that's like weird or whatever. I don't know. Yeah.
So, he's 2nd in receptions in the league right now. He's 5th in yards. He's 43rd in touchdowns, which is fine because the Raiders aren't scoring. I'm not going to count him off for that. The rookie receiving record for tight ends is 1,067, and he's like 100 yards off, and he's got 3 games. I mean, he's going to break the record. He already broke the receiving record. Tight end record for touchdowns is not going to be broken, but he's breaking every other record for a tight end, which frankly, I would be willing to be okay with him getting the award. Like personally, I could accept him getting the reward for Offensive Rookie of the Year. I think both of our first guy would probably agree right now, probably is going to get it. But
yeah, it also comes down to like the team and
depends on how the rest of the season goes. Personally, he's my 2 as well. I thought about putting him at 1 because I think he's playing that great, but he's just playing phenomenal. I remember Titans fans wanted him like that. I know, and which I understand why, because I mean he would have been a game changer, but they also need the offensive line. So.
Yeah, which could have helped the offensive line too.
True, but
put Bowers out there.
Yeah, but they really needed a left tackle more. I don't think it would have helped Will.
And I mean, still, obviously, it was the right pick, but it wasn't really for the Raiders.
It was a gross pick at the time. I think they were going to pick quarterback, and then every single one of them went right before their pick, right under their noses. That was such a crazy.
Everybody, yeah.
I think if Penix was there, they picked Penix, but he wasn't obviously there. So they ended up with Brock Bowers, who's going to be great for their rookie next year. Because they're probably going to end up with the first pick. So, I mean, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
That leads us to our one, which I think one, we agree.
Yeah, is Jaden Daniels.
I was going to say Joe Hall, but fine. No, I'm kidding.
whoa. You kind of threw me off guard there. Jaden Daniels, the consistency's been there. And the reason he's above Bo Nix for me is his rushing ability.
Yeah.
He is a small Lamar out there.
You know who's more rushing yards, though? Drake May. I'm just saying, guys. Drake May's played the less games. We're going off of rushing.
Dude, I mean, Jaden Daniels has 590 yards and 6 touchdowns.
Rushing, fair. He's got more touchdowns, yeah.
So, obviously, you got to defend Drake May here.
Yes. Nah, he definitely wins. I was just having fun with it.
And EPA per dropback, Jaden Daniels ranks 5th,
mm-hmm.
which 5th as a rookie should not be happening.
Mm-mm.
The only 4 guys above him is Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Tua Fraud, and Jared Goff.
Tua Fraud is crazy. Tua's actually no, you know what? Never mind. He is playing awful. He's not playing good. We're jumping right here.
Even if Tua is playing good, it's like, how good is Tua?
I'll correct myself. Since Drake May has come in, he has more rushing yards. But he doesn't have more rushing yards overall because, well, he's played 9 games compared to Jaden's.
I mean, Bo Nix does have more passing yards. But...
True, Bo Nix does have more passing yards. But the rushing is what kind of keeps him over right now.
But the Commanders have a run game. So
that does definitely help.
That does. The scheme going into the games will be a little different mm-hmm. than the Broncos.
Right. So yeah, I think we both agree with him at 1. And he is playing at a great level. The fact that what week was that? They lost that game. Terry McLaurin scores the touchdown to go to overtime.
Oh, my gosh.
Again. With, what, like 1 second
Bengals?
Left. Yeah, it was the Bengals game, which I was so glad they lost that game for Bengals' sake. But it's just insanity.
Bengals are a fraud.
No, they're not. They just don't have a defense.
They are a fraud because
– they don't have a defense.
Yeah. Which, I guess that jumps perfectly.
No, it wasn't the Commanders because Commanders won that game. It was a different game. It was. Hold on.
I was thinking of the Terry McLaurin pass down the sideline.
That's exactly
wide open.
Yeah, no, that was the game. It was Steelers. It was y'all that happened to. It was going to go to overtime because he threw it down the sideline, got caught. He made it all the way down.
For some reason, I do not remember that.
It was trauma for him, so he forgot, guys. I think that's what it was, just the trauma of almost losing to –
I mean, that happens every week to us, nearly. That was 1-point game, so.
Little random news I saw on the computer a minute ago. Did you see that they're going to bring Deshaun Watson back to the Browns next year to start? Yeah, I just broke him. Sorry, guys.
I mean, actually, let's go. That's big for the Steelers.
That's helpful for you.
That is so massive. I think Deshaun should start for the next 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, just start
him. Deshaun, you paid him all this money. You know, you might. Well, start them.
Do the fans deserve it? No. But do the Browns as an organization deserve it for being stupid? Yeah, sure.
But we can jump right into talking about the playoffs.
We can talk about playoffs next.
So the AFC, it's Chiefs, Bills, Steelers 3, Texans 4. Those are the top 4 teams. And then it goes Ravens, Chargers, Broncos. And then the hunt isn't really the hunt because – The other teams, Colts, definitely. Bengals, Dolphins, those teams aren't making
it. No, all those teams need, like, for sure, things to happen right now.
Yeah, I think the AFC is clinched nearly.
Right.
But then the NFC goes Lions, Eagles, Seahawks, Bucks, Vikings,
mm-hmm.
Packers, Commanders, and then Rams, Falcons, Cardinals.
Your Cardinals ain't going to happen. I'm afraid.
There's still a chance. They still have a...
Here, scroll up. I'm curious right now of some things. Seahawks. Seahawks could honestly not make it. It just depends on how they fall. Bucks. Well, no, Bucks are actually pretty safe. Wow. We thought the AFC was going to be so much more of a powerhouse compared to the NFC this year, and it was just the complete opposite.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because the top two teams in the NFC are significantly better than
the AFC teams, which we, well, I mean, we'll see tomorrow, right, with the Lions and Bills. That should have been the prime time game this next week.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
We were robbed.
I mean, I think the Chiefs will not make the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, it's probably not going to happen. With the offense, if any injury or anything happens with the defense, they're screwed. It's done. It's over.
Yeah.
There's no shot. I think they could lose in their first game that they play, which right now, hold on, what are y'all, three? So the Broncos play the Bills right now, right?
Yeah, we'll play.
I need the Broncos to win a game, and then the Chargers play the Bills. I think the Broncos could beat them because they almost did last time. They would have beat them without that field goal crap.
Yeah. That is.
It was bad.
The Chiefs are having some dark magic over there. I don't know what's happening.
The voodoo magic.
But, I mean, my thought process is the Chiefs always turn it around in the playoffs.
They do.
It doesn't matter about regular season for them. Yes, they are 12-1, which how are they 12-1? I don't know. They're missing like three receivers right now. They're missing
three receivers. They'll get Hollywood Brown for the playoffs, but the issue of it is he had like, what, an ACL or something? So he won't be the same at all when he comes back.
I think the Chiefs, obviously the Chiefs have a way to make the playoffs, but the big thing with the Chiefs is I don't think it's dark magic. It is them knowing how to control the ball.
They know how to, yeah, they know
how, they to, know how to control the ball. Time of possession is a big thing for them. Because anytime you watch a Chiefs game, oh, Chiefs have the ball with 2 minutes left.
Oh, they're going to win.
You already know the outcome because they know how to control the game.
It's Andy Reid on that part, I will say. I'll give him that.
And the Chiefs just, they have Mahomes, so you can never count out Mahomie, the glorious, the king of the AFC. Zane hears enough of this, so I don't think Zane.
I disagree completely, but yes. 11 of their 13 games this season have all been one possession.
Yeah.
They have won all of them, except for one against the Bills, which was actually a two-possession game. So that wasn't really one of them, but their only loss is a non-one possession game.
Yeah, before we jump into the awards, do you want to like pick a wild card or like a wild card team that could make it to the Super Bowl this year from each conference?
Depends. Are you picking the Steelers?
No.
Okay. I'm going to go right now with the Ravens for the wild card. I still think they could win the division just based on how everything goes towards the end of the year because the Steelers do like to collapse. They already are above their normal win margin, though. So they could end up 10-7. You never know. I'd pick the Ravens right now. I like them the most. I still think Lamar deserves MVP. He knows this. I advocated for it every day. They're my pick right now.
The thing with the Ravens is they don't know how to win big games. They do not know how to win big games.
It's been bad.
So the Ravens are not my pick. So it goes. So it's the Steelers, Texans, Chargers, or Broncos. Broncos, they have a rookie quarterback.
So not going to happen.
No. Chargers, their team just isn't good enough. Texans, their offensive line is a big struggle. So that only leads one team.
Yeah, you're picking.
I winked at the camera. I didn't know if you know. Okay, well. I am picking the Steelers because this defense is incredible. The best defense in the league. The turnover margin is the best in the league.
Yeah.
And turnovers, if you can, I think the Steelers can make it to the Super Bowl because they only have to win three games.
True.
So they can beat, if they have to play the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes has not been able to, like.
I mean, if they keep the Chiefs to 14 points, all they got to do is score 15. But the Steelers' offense sometimes doesn't want to score.
That's the thing. The Steelers' offense doesn't like to score touchdowns.
You have to have George
Pickens. We have to have George Pickens. But other than the Steelers, I think I just don't see any of these teams.
Not the
really.
AFC, at least. The NFC? NFC? Oh, yeah, it's wide. It's a lot more wide open.
Yeah.
For me, I would put the Vikings up there for the NFC.
Yeah, Vikings.
Packers, too. Those are two of the teams. The NFC North is just phenomenal. I won't put the Commanders up there for the same reason I won't put the Broncos up there. Do you think there's a Hunt team in either division or on either side that can make it at all?
The Rams.
The Bengals. I'm kidding. They would have to have the Chargers or the Chargers lose out or the Broncos lose out.
Yeah, and the chances are
low.
Very slim.
Very low.
But yeah. It'll probably be a dream matchup would be like Lions and Bills.
Oh, I would love that. We're gonna see that this week, but if it's a good game, I would love to see it twice.
Yeah.
I wouldn't complain with the Eagles. I prefer not to have the Eagles, but I wouldn't complain.
Yeah, Nick Sirianni, I'm still not a big fan of them, no matter even if they're 11-2.
So, I mean.
No, yeah. They've only been to one.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They have been to two in recent years. That's what I'm thinking of.
They're not making it this year.
Mm-mm. That's not going to happen this year. But yeah, do you want to move on to the awards then?
Yeah, let's move on to the awards.
So right now, MVP odds have Josh Allen at -450. He's obviously the front runner. Neither of us had Josh Allen, I don't think. Who'd you have as your MVP?
You
were boring. You picked Mahomes.
I did have Mahomes.
Yeah, I had Stroud. So that obviously doesn't look great on either front. But now I'm thinking it should be Lamar. Personally, I still think it should be Lamar. Their stats are the exact same down to literally like every detail.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's my biggest one. I'm like, it should.
I think Josh Allen. I think
they're having, okay. Josh Allen right now. Yes. If we're going off wins, but wins aren't a QB stat, I thought, guys. Right. So
yeah.
Then it shouldn't be an advocate for why someone deserves it over the other. And if wins are the big margin, who beat who in a head to head matchup? Lamar or Josh Allen?
Well, you just said wins aren't a QB.
I know, but if they are.
Oh, if they are.
If you're going to bring it up, who beat who in the head-to-head?
Yeah, I mean, I think Josh Allen deserves it because Lamar's already won twice.
Win it three times, then he'd be in conversation for top 10 all time, which I would
I mean, but Josh Allen is elevating. At the beginning of the year, which team was supposed to be significantly worse?
The Bills.
Bills.
Which looks so bad on us.
The Bills were supposed to be significantly worse than the Ravens. The Ravens are underperforming.
Yeah, they are underperforming. But it's not because of them. It's because of the defense.
Again, well, I mean, why are the Bills overperforming?
Josh Allen and the defense are both playing at a high level.
They are, but keyword Josh Allen.
Yeah, they lost last week. Josh Allen played at a high level, but the defense didn't. So it lost in the game.
Yeah. But, wow, Lamar's fourth. Mm-hmm. Jared Goff is above.
Yeah, Jared Goff just jumped in the odds this week, which I thought was great.
Yeah, because Lamar had a bye.
This is my biggest issue. You have Lamar at four. Saquon, okay. Saquon breaks the record. He deserves it over everybody. He breaks the record. I don't care. We don't need someone getting robbed again as a running back. It's not a QB award, so it should be Saquon at that point.
Yeah,
Like you can make the case for Josh Allen in that case, that's fine. But when Saquon is quite literally going to break the record, this would be – what is Saquon's stats right now?
Like 14.
Is it 16? 15.
Oh, 16?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of Henry.
No, that's a couple weeks ago. 16-23. And he needs 2,100 or something, like just a little bit over that. And he's like, he literally has four games and he just has to average 120 yards, which he can do. And he can break the record all time. And if he breaks the record all time, you don't rob him of that because they robbed Derrick Henry in 2020. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Which was crazy. Yeah. I mean, it was like the Rodgers thing, which I hated at the time.
Yeah, MVP, I think he should go to Josh Allen because Allen elevated this team. And obviously, yes, the defense did too, but
I'm also a Bills hater, so I will pick anything but the Bills for any odd if I can.
And the chances are they won't give Lamar three.
Mm-mm. They won't give him a third MVP this early. If they do, that would be phenomenal, but there'd be talks.
Yeah.
There would definitely be talks.
And then the next award.
Offensive rookie, or offensive player of the year, excuse me. Neither of us got this one right at all. Yeah. I had Breece Hall.
I had Bijan Robinson.
We both had running backs. We were in the right mindset. We just didn't have the right guy.
Which is surprising because Barkley is
just playing like we thought Breece and Bijan were going to have the year that Barkley's having right now.
Yeah.
Which Barkley's going to win it. Like, there's no question about it, which I'm just glad they're not going to give it to a okay, if you're going to give the MVP to QB only, that's fine. But offensive player of the year, you have to give it to the guy that's playing the best at his position, and you give it to Saquon.
Yeah. And, I mean, other than Barkley, I think Ja'Marr Chase could win up there. Henry, possibly.
Right.
But Barkley's just having an incredible year.
He really is. He really is having an incredible year.
But
I guess then we just move on to defensive player of the year, which, who did I have?
You had Myles Garrett.
I had Myles Garrett, and you had what, Micah?
I had Max Crosby.
Max Crosby?
I did.
Really?
Yes.
See, and you didn't even pick your homegrown guy in TJ Watt.
Because he won last year.
Okay, so? He shouldn't have won last year. But so?
Dude.
Yeah, you know why I picked Myles Garrett? It's because he should have won last year.
Yeah.
TJ Watt's
But where's Myles Garrett at now?
Is that four?
I mean, Myles Garrett has worse stats than
let's look it up.
TJ Watt. Oh, don't worry. I have it right here on my phone.
I know he does this year, but I was curious to look at it myself.
Oh.
I don't like you looking at this page for ESPN.
TJ.
Yeah. I'll pull it up Myles Garrett. He's got 11 sacks in the year, 3 forced fumbles, 35 tackles. Not a bad year. Second in sacks in the league. 6 in fumbles.
Okay. Sacks?
Yeah, they're
since 2017.
Okay, but that doesn't matter. It's this year that matters.
I mean, yeah, I know, but just to push the TJ Watt narrative that he is better. Sacks first. QB hits first since 2017. Myles Garrett is second, which I mean I'm not against Myles Garrett. I still think Myles Garrett is
tremendously. You want to say better year right now? All right, cool. So sacks goes to Miles. Forced fumbles you give to TJ. Tackles you give to TJ. All right, I'll give it to you there. I don't have the advanced metrics on ESPN though.
Yeah,
so it's definitely not that. I wasn't that far off this year.
Miles yours is good. I mean, mine, I guess, was bad. But, I mean, was it bad? Max Crosby is the third best edge rusher in the league.
I'd say 4.
Who would you put there? Oh, Micah Parr. Yeah,
no,
the cow.
No.
Who would you? I'm
forgetting his name now. Lions.
Oh, Aiden Hutchinson?
Yeah, Aiden Hutchinson. I think he was easily going to win the award until he got hurt.
Yeah.
He had it, seriously outright. It was just going to be his, and then he got hurt. So I would put Crosby at 4.
Oh. I mean, Micah. But Micah isn't – he plays everything, though.
He does. He does.
So it's like –
Micah definitely was up there. He's up there. Crosby's up there. It's just a good top group. It's a good top group. Let's see. That moves us on to offensive rookie of the year. Let's see. Is Mike someone? Let's see. I was just checking, guys. All right. So offensive rookie of the year. It's Jaden right now.
But
We both had Caleb coming into the year. The offense looked phenomenal. We were worried about Sam Waldron, understandably so. It looks like that's the case, which is what destroyed his odds. He's currently 3rd, but it's no shot. It's Jaden, Bo, and then Bowers. I think Bo Nix could overtake Jaden by the end of the season, but right now I'm probably just going to say it's Jaden. Just be boring.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably Jaden this year. Bauer should get be up there. He is up there, but like
closer.
I don't know. I think if he breaks the receiving yards, why should
he? He should definitely be given a little more.
But I mean, the Broncos and Commanders are both playoff teams, right, so sure. It's like you got to give it to them because they led
their teams to the playoffs.
You should put money on the Drake May.
Yeah, Drake May is at +25K odds. All right. Yeah, I'd put $1 on that. It's $250. Who do you have for rookie, defensive rookie of the year?
We both had Dallas Turner.
We both had that Dallas was Turner, that player, right? Yeah. So we were both tied on Dallas Turner, which he's not even breathing the top group right now.
Sweat's
on there. Sweat's playing phenomenal.
He is.
On the field, we loved him. Off the field, we didn't. I think that was both of our takes.
Yeah.
Jared Verse looks like the top guy right now, like we both kind of said. He's just playing so good.
I think Jared Verse will take that.
Yeah, I do agree. I think he'll take it because they don't give it to corners as often as they do edge rushers.
Yeah, last corner was Austin Gardner, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't think he deserves it anymore, but now he's playing. He's not playing great at all. Yeah, he took a
step back there.
Yeah, a major step back. I think I got an award right.
Yeah, so I think you did.
I'm moving on right away. Comeback player of the year. I had Joe Burrow, and right now Joe Burrow is the favorite by -300, which is deserved. Okay, guys, it is completely deserved with the season he's having after these.
Oh, 100%.
It's him and Sam, and I'd be fine with either. I can't be mad.
I mean, this is a big, like, him or Darnold. Now, is it like an injury reward award, or is it like a
comeback after
actual comeback? Because that's where it gets, like,
It gets kind of.
It gets weird.
I think with that Alex Smith year.
Yeah, because Sam Darnold has not played. Hasn't played this good ever in his career. So at that point, you should give it to Darnold.
Right.
But if you're coming off a bad injury, Burrow.
With a bad injury, yeah, Burrow.
But Burrow's also playing MVP level. So
True. Very true. Which that goes to our last award, which would be Coach of the Year. Who did you have for Coach? LaFleur?
Yeah, Matt LaFleur. And you had.
I was trying to be. I was a Texans guy. I was such a Texans guy.
Yeah, you were such a Texans guy entering this
year. They let me down. I picked the Texans head coach. I picked D'Amico Ryan, which he's not breathing the awards right now, and neither's your guy. Dan Campbell's the favorite. I agree with that. I do think Dan Campbell takes the award.
And people are getting upset about how aggressive he is.
I was people last week. I was people. When they did it on their own 30 and they were going to lose the game because of it, I was like,
was bold. Him, like, all you had to do was
punt it.
And then, but one of my friends is a Packers fan and he was like, oh, Dan Campbell, that was stupid, blah, blah, blah. But against the Packers, they were 4-5 on fourth downs.
True. So you got to go for it.
And that fourth down conversion they missed.
Yeah.
Was a bad play call.
Oh, yeah.
Because the roundabout there was just
so ugly. I'm like, you just got to pass like normal. Just do the normal stuff, please.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That was early on in the season. It's been a good year, really. Like, after coming back, like, I'm glad we got to do it again because.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't been back in about a month or two. So,
2 months,
so.
I'd say. Like, since like week 8, I think was the last time we did our. Yeah. Our weekly predictions and stuff. We're going to start getting those social medias going again. We'll probably post our predictions on there, but like we won't actually do videos on it much anymore. Just to get stuff out for y'all, of course.
Yeah, it'll be kind of like a background thing.
Exactly. Then. We're going to have different videos coming out, though. I think like we're going to talk about some guys coming out in the class, and I'll probably do videos on that. Bradley may join me for those too. But yeah, we're going to switch up the formula just because.
Soon we'll be talking about rookies the next rookies.
Yes, which I probably will start that up the next couple weeks, which we might bring up the college guys probably next week after since all the awards will be officially out after this episode. I think the last awards tonight with Heisman.
Well, I mean, before we end, the Heisman. That's what I want.
Who do you think deserves Heisman?
I think Ginty.
Yeah, I also think JT. I don't think a guy doing cardio deserves the award. Call me crazy for saying he does cardio, right? But like it or not, he is at breaking almost every statistical record, leading his team to the playoffs. And if you switch them, who makes the playoffs?
That's the big thing.
That's my big thing. Who's more important to his team? I would say JT, because he's literally leading his team in every – he's leading running backs in the nation in every single stat. And what made me really mad, did you see the wide receiver award went to Hunter?
Yeah.
He didn't lead in a single stat, but Nick Nash led in every single one as well.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. It's not a popularity contest. It should be JT. It actually is.
And the media is so much on Colorado, which fair because –
they played a lot better.
Sanders is there. All the big name guys are there. But this isn't a big name award. This is who elevated their team to the next level. JT.
Yeah.
They're in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Is Colorado in the playoffs? No.
They were like three games out.
And you can do it straight to schedule. Yeah, Boise State had a less harder schedule.
But they still also won their conference.
They won their conference.
Hard thing to do.
And every week they went out there, their opponents went out there.
Knowing
the only guy you got to stop is JT.
He had 150 yards every week of the season. And they take him out in the fourth quarter, like every game. And he's still, after the playoffs, probably going to break the record for the most rushing yards all time.
And they only lost by a field goal against Oregon, the number one team in the nation.
Right now. Because of JT. I mean, he's seriously the only reason they were in any game. And he was hurt during that game. He got hurt.
So. Yeah, so JT should get it. I mean, it'll probably go to Travis Hunter, excuse me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you could also do – we've never seen a guy like Travis Hunter before. Yeah, true.
But just because you've never seen a guy like him doesn't mean he's the most – he's the best player.
Yeah.
There's guys who do a lot and don't get it, so.
Yeah, what about Penn State guy, Waller?
Yeah.
Why is he not in the talk?
Warren.
Warren.
Warren plays every position on the offense, but he's not even – he's eighth on the list, I think. So he didn't even make the top four. So
yeah.
Tyler Warren's playing quarterback, wide receiver, tight end, running back. He's blocking. Like, you got him doing five things on the offense. Cool, that's five different positions. Travis is playing two. I mean, guaranteed it's opposite sides of the ball, but you're still playing five sides of the same ball.
I mean, Travis Hunter is playing at an elite level on both sides.
Yeah.
Fair, but.
But he's not playing. Last wide receiver to win it had, I think, like 600 more yards, and the last corner to win it had four more picks. So it's not close for me right now.
Yeah.
I fully accepted who's going to win it, but it's just, I don't think that's how it should be.
Yeah, I agree. Travis Hunter should not win, but.
Yeah, I feel like that wraps up our first episode back, guys, right?
In person.
In person. All right, this is going to be our normal. So,
I mean, the setup's going to be different.
Obviously, this might not be, but, like, here in person will be our normal from now on.
Yeah, so. I'm sitting in a lawn chair currently.
Yeah, y'all obviously probably can't see that as much. Yeah, we'll get everything official and ready. So, I want to say thank you all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you're listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or comment. We always appreciate it. If you'll disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank you all for tuning in. Hope you'll tune in the next one. And peace out.
Peace.